Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'll give a quick rant of truth on this. James Comey indicted. Very easy. Very, very easy. Go listen to my episode, and you can find the literal PDF report by the Office of Inspector General of the Department of Justice on the FBI's acts when it came to the Steele report. They knew exactly the level of likelihood or probability of those crazy theories that resulted in the FISA warrant for basically, I think it was even campaign level at that time, Carter Page and stuff. And when they applied to two different courts, the first one said, no, you don't have enough. But even when they did apply to the first court, they misrepresented what they knew. And at the time, they knew that the main subsource, it had kind of an Eastern European name, you'll have to go listen, the main subsource looked at their dossier's findings, Steele's findings, which was just a summary, it was hearsay, and said, that's not how I characterized that. I didn't say it that way, and I didn't say it that strongly, and I didn't say we did those things. So I think he's meaning I'm the source behind this particular area, because it was generally things I told him of, but that is absolutely not what happened. And so, nonetheless, the FBI applied for a FISA warrant and did not let the court know their true current state of analysis of the certainty or not. Now, I know this is about perjury. I don't know how much he had to do with those FISA warrant applications, meaning Comey, probably not a lot. But then remember, after they did not get their first FISA warrant, because their secret warrants, they then just went to a different judge and didn't say that the first FISA warrant failed. And they end up getting their FISA warrant based on improbabilities and uncertainties. But worse, like I said, really lying to the judge as far as how much they knew and how certain it was and how conclusive it was. It's literally all these things about, I'm not going to say this was in the warrant application, but all that crazy stuff early about peeing on prostitutes and so-and-so being over in Russia when in fact it was just another name. And that person that not related to the administration or minimally related to the administration had never been over there and so on. It was to harass and to watch and to give character assassination to a political rival. That's what it was. And then if you recall, as there was no real certainty for any of it, it nonetheless got leaked into an intelligence committee hearing as though they had more certainty. And because of that, then it shot far and wide in an attempt to stop a presidential candidate from being elected. And you can do that dirty deeds, and they've always happened, but they're always wrong. But as soon as you bring the government and the government's investigatory powers and the powers of government investigation's ability to assassinate characters into it, that's where you've crossed the line. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap, A. B, go find the episode. Probably going to pause real quick and just find the exact one where I talk about the Department of Justice report that says these things. His office inspector general said, yeah, we don't know why that it was. It's a total undressing. Now, you have to go find the details, because, again, if when in any of these, you know, once the executives look, you know, they tend to go, they're not going to read through the whole thing. So they may not adjust everything. They're not quite ready to be that dirty. But in any of these types of things, whether it's the Whitewater report, whether it's JFK, the highest level executives, what they do is they take the teeth out of the summary disproportionately more. So, yeah, the summary, was not toothless. And then the details were there as well. So let me pause real quick and I'll find that episode that talked about the Department of Justice OIG report. Okay, so I found it. And, you know, sometimes I give pretty good, you know, descriptions. And so I'm just going to probably read that description just as kind of a reminder. Quick rant of truth 84, DOJ says FBI omitted known contradictions about Steele dossier when using it as a source to get warrants against Trump team. So go ahead and listen to that. DOJ OIG, the FBI itself knew in January 2017 through official interviews that Steele's main subsource disagreed with the dossier, but didn't include info and warrant applications. I think his name was Lachansky, but I might be getting my different scandals mixed up on that. A quick peek at a major conclusion by the Justice Department upon review of FBI acts that, due to their shortcomings, relatively incapacitated an administration due to the distraction they provided. When, per a literal Justice Department of Office of Inspector General review, they should not have provided such a distraction because the FBI knew the evidence was highly questionable, but just did not inform those deciding on the next dramatic step. Quote, however, as we explain later, the Crossfire Hurricane team failed to inform department officials of significant information that was available to the team at the time that the FISA applications were drafted and filed. Much of that information was inconsistent with or undercut the assertions contained in the FISA applications that were used to support probable cause and, in some instances, resulted in inaccurate information being included in the applications. While we do not speculate whether department officials would have authorized the FBI to seek to use FISA authority, had they been made aware of all relevant information, it was clearly the responsibility of Crossfire Hurricane team members to advise them of such critical information so that they could make a fully informed decision. Quote, we also found that the FBI's interviews of Steele, his primary subsource, a second subsource, and other investigative activity revealed potential serious problems with Steele's descriptions of information in his reports. For example, as detailed in chapters 6 and 8, the primary subsource, Igor Danchenko, so I did have that wrong, Lachansky, somebody else, made statements during his or her January 2017 FBI interview that were inconsistent with multiple sections of the Steele report, including some that were relied upon in the FISA applications, among other things regarding the allegations attributed to person one, quote, dossier of Christopher Steele. I think I meant to say in the dossier of Christopher Steele. The primary subsource's account of these communications, if true, was not consistent with and in fact contradicted the allegations of a well-developed conspiracy, quote-unquote, in reports 95 and 102 attributed to person 1. Quote, as we describe in Chapter 3, the FBI opened Crossfire Hurricane on July 31, 2016, just days after its receipt of information from a friendly foreign government reporting. Quote, we further determined, then you wonder who's the friendly foreign government. I think that ended up being Britain, but I'm not sure. Quote, we further determined that the Crossfire Hurricane team was unable to corroborate any of the specific substantive allegations regarding Carter Page contained in Steele's election reporting, which the FBI relied on in the FISA applications. And then I give the quote. I'm sorry, I give the link. So, yeah. Now, remember, the other thing that's important about that is when you talk about conspiracies, it's easier for smaller teams, right? And so you heard right there, it's like, oh, even when they said, hey, we think we can apply for a FISA warrant, this is a Crossfire Hurricane team, they misled the larger group, which I believe is the FBI, or certainly, if not the FBI, the Department of Justice. So not only did they mislead the judges themselves, they misled the people who were trying to recommend, or you're supposed to go in front of, to decide if you have enough to go get a FISA warrant. Okay, guys, yeah, that's it. And that's the thing when you have that smaller group. And I'm not saying that Comey can be directly connected way down in there, but he was a part of it. He was a part of the leak. And I think I might cover that in that episode as well. Again, QROT084. DOG says FBI omitted known contradictions about Steele dossier when using it as a source to get warrants against Trump team. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth.